Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Yes, you are.
Now, today for this Heartbeat, we're talking about God's amazing grace and mercy that he extends to us. And you shared about the story in John chapter 8, which talks about how the adulterous woman is
pardoned, basically. Yeah.
But she's dragged before the crowd and Jesus, the Pharisees, bring her in. And essentially, the Pharisees, they don't care about this woman.
What they're just wanting using to do, her as an example.
Yeah. But they want to actually see what Jesus is going to do because yes. They didn't like Jesus.
No.
And so they're actually testing him to see.
Trying to trick him. To,
yeah. Yep. How is he going to answer respond? These. Because according to their law, she should be stoned to death. Doesn't say anything about the other person caught in adultery, but just for her, they bring her out as an example. And what we see, though, is that Jesus doesn't cast a stone. He actually gets down, he writes on the ground and then says, whoever's without sin, you cast the first stone. And of course, no one does because they all know.
They all walk away in shame, really.
Mm. And something that you kind of pointed out to me that I knew, but kind of the way you said it made me think about it differently, is the thing is that this lady, she was guilty, and yet Jesus doesn't say anything about that. Like, he just lovingly, it's almost he doesn't need to, because he knows she's guilty.
She knows she's
guilty. She knows she's guilty.
The crowd knows she's guilty.
Yeah. He doesn't need to say anything, but he just lovingly at the end says, go and sin no more.
Yes.
And I thought the power of when someone who is loving says to you something along those kind of lines, like don't do it again or go and sin no more, there's more power in that at times, I think, than the actual punishment of just being you're terrible.
Yeah.
And it, like, there was almost an empowerment of a recognition of you've done the wrong thing, but I don't
judge you.
I don't judge you.
Because
he
was saying
a better life.
Yes.
You know, I've not said that very well, but you know, there's like an encouraging empowerment that Jesus has actually given.
She would have heard what he did about just staying silent first, you know, writing in the sand. Was he writing something in the dust?
Mm.
Who knows? Was he reminding us all we come from dust?
Mm.
Dust to dust, we go back.
Yep.
That it was God who created us. But he then said, you know, those who have not sinned cast the first stone. He stood up for her.
Mm.
He didn't have to.
Mm.
You know, women in those days were a nothing. They weren't even an afterthought.
Mm.
And he stood up for her. And when he looked around and saw no one left there, they'd all walked away, he then, with loving eyes and loving voice, said, go and sin no more.
Mm.
Basically, you know, I accept you as you are, but I accept you to be better than what you are.
Mm.
You know, this isn't how I want you to be.
Yeah.
You know, even if he hadn't said anything, I just think the look in his eyes would have just been amazing.
Mm.
But then it's like, I've often felt like when he knelt down to write in the sand, that he, the king of all, what did he do for everybody? He took off his crown. He got off his throne because he was Lord of all. He still is, but Lord of all in heaven. And he came down to earth to be a human like us, all human, but fully divine with no sin because God can't sin. out of love for us.
Mm.
He stooped down for us all to write in our dust.
Yep.
To write in on our hearts, in us, that we're his family, that he loves us. I wonder what he wrote in that sand.
Mm.
You know, you are loved. You are created by God.
Mm.
I have a place for you.
Yeah.
He tells us. He's prepared rooms for each and every one of us. Mm. And that he accepts us. He understands our frailties, but draws us and calls us on to be better than we are.
Mm. And I think that's what that last bit, like go and sin no more, is the drawing on to the be better.
Yeah, don't be like who you are now or what you've been in the past. Yeah, go to that next level of the best you can be, but with God.
Yeah, yeah. Because if we then think about it for our own lives, the times that we've sinned, if we think about how God gives us mercy and forgiveness and then says, go, and exactly the same, go and be better. Mm. Just live a better life, the one that I've called you to, which means a life with him. That's what he calls us to.
Yes.
And I think we can only each have our own personal revelation to truly know what that means. And I think that's a God-revealing thing as well.
Yep.
That God takes us to a new place with that. But, yeah, it's a powerful story when we think about the mercy he gives and the, hey, go on, you can do better than that.
You know, the Pharisees in many ways started the story by bringing the woman in because what was their plan? Let's trick Jesus into saying something that's not in the book of the law.
Mm.
And he just floored them with what he did.
They didn't know what to say to it.
Like, no.
They couldn't answer it.
No.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, we'll just walk away now. Have you ever done that? I've done that. You know what I mean? You think walk you're away all now? Yeah, you think you're all like, oh, I'm gonna up them here and then like, okay, yeah, I'm wrong. You know? I've been in that position too. But yeah, just God, he always calls us on. He calls us past our sin. It made me think of reconciliation. When we go to reconciliation, the priest does the prayer of absolution, then he says to go and do penance. But I'm sure he also like says, go and sin no more, like something along those lines of you are forgiven.
Yeah.
Go and live this life you've been called to.
That's right.
Mm. So I was thinking about the weekly challenge this week. What have I written down? Oh, okay. I wrote, go and live the life I've called you to. Like, so
each of us have to take that to the Lord and say, Lord, where am I not living that life?
Mm.
Reveal it to me and then help me to live it the way you desire me to live it.
Mm-hmm. We hope that you've really enjoyed this chat this week. It's something that I think we all do need to go and personally reflect on and ask God to reveal that more in our hearts. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.